Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Hey, welcome back to the News Hour. Thanks for being with us on this Wednesday afternoon. With us in studio is James Tillison. Now, I first met James last week at Simpson College in Indianola. He was one of the finalists in the 2016 Iron Journalists contest that is put on by the Multimedia and Journalism Department there at Simpson College. And I thought so much of his proposal, all of the proposals, actually, that I invited him to come by the News Hour and have a conversation with us about his startup idea that could affect the lives of literally thousands of individuals. Welcome to the News Hour, James. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. It's very nice to be here.
Let's start out with the beginning. You ain't from around these parts, are you? Where is home for you?
My home is Ada, Oklahoma, about 600 miles away from here.
Tell us about Ada, Oklahoma.
Ada is a real small town. It's got about it's about the size of Indianola, if you've ever been around there very much. Real small, church on every corner.
Yeah,
it's very centered on manners and focused on community building.
I got it. And that whole upbringing by folks in Ada, your life there, led you to achieve a remarkable development in your life. And I thought this was stunning when you were talking about it. What did you do at age 15?
At age 15, I attained the Eagle Scout rank in my troop, Troop 4. It's a rank that is attained through years of hard work and focus in scouts, normally attained at age 18. And I was only able to get through it through my troops' hard work and my scoutmaster, Angus McFarland, who's been scoutmaster for over 30 years.
Really? A 30-year scoutmaster for a troop. That's pretty amazing. You know, during these times, things fall in and out of favor. Boy Scouts have been one of those things. I was in Cub Scouts. I was in Boy Scouts. Attained. I got up to, I believe it was Life Scout, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And I didn't make it to Eagle Scout, but it was transformative in what it taught me. And it was a big deal in the 1960s and the 1970s. Lots of young men were involved in scouting. That's kind of taken a dip over the years, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Why, do you think?
I believe one of the main reasons Boy Scouts has made a dip is just because it has become a name with that becomes associated with almost a nerdy-like aspect.
Mm, really?
And people view Boy Scouts as someone who's a goody-two-shoes, as they say.
Well, why not?
They're just become
thrifty, brave, clean, reverent, you know.
There's nothing wrong with it, in my opinion.
Absolutely nothing wrong with that stuff. So when we talk about Boy Scouts, and I would never have thought it to be nerdy. I know that when I was in Boy Scouts, we were doing all kinds of things that were outdoorsy, you know, and learning about nature and having an opportunity to learn all kinds of real valuable lessons for the growth process. As a more recent scout than I, what did you get out of this entire scouting experience? An Eagle Scout at 15, that's very praiseworthy, but what did you get out of this?
One of the main things I got out of my Boy Scout experience was the ability to go out on my own and handle things on my own in any aspect. I know people my age who are not quite, or the age I was when I got my Eagle Scout, who are not quite capable of striking out on their own, handling things on their own, or going into a situation with a clear head. But now I'm known amongst a lot of people as being someone who is someone you would like in a situation where things go out of hand quickly.
Mm.
I've even been brought into situations where there were emergencies at like the scout camp where I work at or just on my college campus, and they came to me asking for help simply because they know I can keep a level head, which I attained through Boy Scouts.
And nothing would serve a person better than keeping a level head at all times. Good stuff.
I agree.
James Tillison is our guest, Eagle Scout at age 15 from Ada, Oklahoma, and he was part of the event in Simpson at Simpson College in Indianola last week that I attended and had the opportunity to listen to and be a judge at. Your idea, I think, is really great because I have such an affinity for Boy Scouts anyway. But let's talk about this. This is in a journalism class, and you and other students were asked to come up with some startup idea that would work in the for-profit world or in the entrepreneurial world. Why?
It is a way for Simpson students to push their minds and their thought process on how to move out now, not just in the, oh, go get a job at a newspaper and write for 20 years, but to think in an entrepreneurial standpoint as well as critically. And that's something that Simpson focuses on and that Simpson journalism majors really, really push and strive to do.
Got it. All right. Let's talk about your project. The project is called what?
It's the Mid-Iowan Scout.
The Mid-Iowan Scout. Now, this is – explain what it is and how you hope to help other people.
The Mid-Iowan Scout is a sort of news service online. It'll be a webpage for Boy Scouts, actually called the MidIowanScout.com. And it will serve Scouts in the sense that it's basically a news page, but completely aimed at Boy Scouts, as well as a service provided to help Scouts find a roadmap to getting the Eagle Scout. Most Scouts who don't get Eagle, it's simply because getting there can be very difficult and hard to find unless you have someone like I did who can lay it out for you quite simply.
Yeah, your Scoutmaster was around for 30 years, and he was able to assist you with all those questions. So, because Scouting does rely so much on volunteers and volunteer Scout leaders and volunteer organizations that will house them, sometimes Scouting pushes around a little bit, or there'll be new leaders come up and they'll transition in and out, and so you don't have that necessary longevity. Would that be it?
And that's very common. That happens quite often in a lot of troops, and it's an unfortunate thing that can happen.
To get an Eagle Scout award, what is it that you have to do to get there?
You have to finish a certain amount of required merit badges and then get more on top of that. And it totals to over 25, I believe, total merit badges. And then you have to do an Eagle Scout project as well.
And there's a process with each one of those merit badges, correct?
Yes.
And this is what you're hoping the MidIowaScout.com would bring to people, is how to do these things?
Yes. It will provide not only news on what's going on in the Mid-Iowa Council, it'll provide news for Scouts, their families, and their Scoutmasters of what to do, what needs to be done for the merit badges, as well as campsites that were good to provide these things, what's shut down, and also activities that each Scout can do to further their understanding of each skill. Because that's a problem that some Scouts have.
Right, so they can go to one place, one portal, one location, and because it's so geo-friendly to the middle portion of Iowa, it's got some continuity to it as far as geographic concerns. So I have to ask, obviously, you know, you've graduated just this last week. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What's next for you, by the way?
As of now, I'm going back home to Oklahoma, and I'm going to be working as the aquatics director for my Boy Scout camp.
Very nice.
Camp Simpson. And
Camp Simpson?
Yeah.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah. Got lots of jokes for that one. After that, I'm looking for a job within journalism while I am building up this site.
So do you hope to come back to Iowa? Is that a thought process of yours to maybe do this and actually launch this idea?
I would love nothing more to actually launch this idea and get a job here close to the Des Moines region. I've been applying all over for newspaper positions, and if I can find one of those while simultaneously working on that, that would be the dream.
I should send you out to see our friend Shane Goodman. Shane Goodman is the publisher of Big Green Umbrella Media.
Oh.
Michael Gartner is his partner out there, who used to be with NBC News and also the Des Moines Register. Yeah, okay, yeah.
I recognize that name.
All right, there you go. We'll have to make an introduction for you.
That
could be very helpful. His name is James Tillotson, ladies and gentlemen. He has this startup idea on how to help Boy Scouts attain their Eagle Scout Award and also help them shepherd through the myriad of rules and regulations that come with being a Boy Scout and working towards that proficiency. How many Scouts are there in the Mid-Iowa region?
For Boy Scouts, there are, I believe, over 2,000 in this one district.
And would this be an opportunity, you would think, that the Scout leaders out there would say, hey, you know, if we have something like this that also not only teaches Scouting, but also gives people a pathway to gain their Eagle Scout Award, could they be using that as a recruitment device as well?
Yes. This is not only good for helping Scouts get through, but it would also be an amazing source to show what Scouts can do. There are a lot of parents who are hesitant about Scouts, but this will show exactly what the benefit is.
And as an Eagle Scout and as a person that's been, through all the merit badges and all the ranks, what's your favorite thing about being a Boy Scout?
One of my favorite things about being a Boy Scout is just the unity that you get from it. There, it doesn't matter what city you're in. I can attest to that. I've come from Oklahoma to Iowa, and I've met Boy Scouts, and we immediately had a bond there, and we would share things with that.
Sure.
It gives you just a sense of belonging no matter where you're at.
Yeah, and great stories to tell your children and grandchildren when you get old like me.
Oh, yeah. I even met Boy Scouts from the United States while I was abroad in Germany.
Yeah.
And we immediately started talking in German about Boy Scout experience in the United States, which was an amazing thing to do.
Yeah, it is. And you've been to the annual Jamboree, I trust?
Yes. The 2010 Jamboree, actually. The centennial.
Wow. Nice. Yeah, this has been around a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, since what? 1913?
1910.
Boy Scouts have been around since 1910. Good story. And I wish you all the very best on this, James Tillotson, because this has got a real soft spot for me. And when I heard your presentation, I thought, you know, this is something that in today's world, how people ingest news and they get information, why not have some kind of a portal that would serve a wide range of individuals and even has opportunities to grow into other scouting adventures, I would imagine, right?
Yes, it will. The plan is to expand within the first 3 years, not only to Boy Scouts, but also to Cub Scouts, Venture Scouts, and Girl Scouts.
Very nice. James Tillotson is his name, a recent graduate from Simpson College in Indianola, part of the 2016 Iron Journalist competition of last week. Thanks so much for coming in and talking to us about this. I wish you the very best. I think you're off to a bright future.
Thank you very much.
All right. We got to go. We've got to check out what happened today on Wall Street. What happened? Up, down, in the middle? Well, I can tell you this. It could have been worse. Didn't we say that yesterday? It was one day this week. Stock market report next. You think you've lost your love? Well, I